Right.
Well, if you do, if you see that blue water, it'll stay with you. You won't ever forget it. It's one thing that you'll remember, that Pacific Ocean clear water.
Yeah.
And I have this bottle of this water, and it has a little of that sand in the bottom of this bottle that's settled in there, that fine sand, but it's just a clear crystal. Clearer than the Atlantic water kept over there. But as I say, we went that valley from Sacramento to Merrill up through there is the fruit country of California. I reckon one of the most finest fruit countries of the world. So we cruised up to Merrill and spent a day up there. We also went on out to where they're mining gold at. Stayed out there a while, watched them mining gold. My wife asked that guy that carried us up there, said, they're not getting nothing out of there, are they? He said, yeah. He said, they're running 24 hours a day. They don't ever stop. Just one of these managers come around, he asked him, says, how deep you going? He said, well, we're going 147 feet now, down in the ground, working down there. And he's on a barge, you see this thing floating, and they're digging for that, sifting for that gold in there. So we covered the fruit orchards, the gold mines where they're working there, and went through the state capitol, seen the golden spike and the silver hammer. Went through the capitol and started down the steps up in the Senate chamber, and she hung a shoe heel and would have fell to the bottom of it if I hadn't caught her. Just like I had an accident, in spite of all. That's on the nearest we ever had of having an accident. So we spent an afternoon down at the zoo in Sacramento. They have a wonderful zoo there. It's quite a bit different to it than the one they have at Memphis down in. So we going around through there, and everything was, it is hot, and it is all riled up, the coats and wolves and so forth. So I made a wild racket with my mouth, one of these heel rackets, you know. And you never have heard such a racket out of them mountains. Boy, I mean, they just broke out to the office howling you every year. Well, my son, they'd gone on, just me and my son-in-law. He come back, he said, Papa, he said, they'll arrest you. I said, no, they won't. They don't know who made the racket. And they were running their racket, and they find out what was wrong with them animals. Because I'd made this square racket, you know. It stirred them up. It just office carrying on. You gotta have a little devil, man, as you go along, a little foolishness, you know.
Yeah.
We went through the Sutter's Fort down there. Very interesting. So when I come on around, the gentleman at the gate, he said, well, did you find it interesting? I said, I sure did. But I said, there's two things that I didn't find in there. He said, what's that? I said, a grain cradle and a soap trough. Why, he said, yeah, they're in there. Well, I said, I didn't find them. He said, right up here is these troughs. I said, that's water troughs, that's not a soap trough. He said, what do you mean a soap trough? Well, I said, when I was a kid, I said, we had a log, a big yellow poplar log, had been dug out, squared up and dug out, and they made the last soap and put in this here log in this box and kept this soap year round to wash with. And he didn't even know what I was talking about. Talking about a soap trough, he didn't know what it was. He never seen one, he didn't know what it meant. I said, I seen your logs that they're used for water and all, but I said, that's not an old Middle Tennessee soap trough. So I've had a desire, but I won't never get time, I don't guess. Just to build me an ash hopper.
Desire.
And pour the ashes in there and run the lye down and then build me a trough. You see, when I was a kid, I let my mother make soap. That's something you never seen or heard of, I don't guess. Made your soap. You take wood ashes where you burn your wood, save the ashes, and pour them up in this hopper. And then when the moon got right,